the City of Kingston, County of Frontenac, South Frontenac, Frontenac Islands, Central Frontenac, and North Frontenac have all declared September 1st to October 15th Open Farm Days 2023. While the event has previously been only a single weekend where folks can visit local farms and other local agribusinesses for tours and activities, this year it has been extended to last 6 weeks. To chat about the event and how they're ramping things up this year, I sat down with Debbie Miller with Frontenac County. Here's what she had to say.
To get us started, would you like to introduce yourself and your role with Open Farms?
Sure. My name is Debbie Miller, and I'm the Community Development Officer with the County of Frontenac. And I'm part of the team that is working on pulling together the various events and the marketing for Open Farm Days. So I'm one of the two members from Frontenac County, but one of five members that comes to the regular meetings. We also are working with the City of Kingston, South Frontenac Township, and Tourism Kingston as well.
Awesome. Yeah. I was wondering for folks unfamiliar with Open Farms who have never heard of it before, maybe, does this event have a long history or is this a newer initiative?
Yeah, thanks. That's a really great question. This is the sixth year for Open Farms. It started, and the first year it was inviting people into farms just to talk about, you know, farming, different types of farming, raising awareness for food and local agriculture, and really trying to connect people with producers. Each year, as we've seen things happen and change during COVID, the event has changed slightly. So the second year, it was a very, very busy year. There was a lot of people out to farm, so that was a great success. The following year, again, moving into COVID, it moved online. So the entire event was online sessions. And then the second year of COVID, it became a hybrid. So there was some online, some in person. Last year, we moved back to in-person, and this year we're back in-person again, but slightly changing. Previous years, it's been a one-weekend event focused around one weekend early in September. This year, when we talked to the farms, it was really important to understand sort of just capturing all farms and just getting input from everybody. And there was some farms that the timing of the event previously didn't necessarily work for their harvest, because as we know, not everything harvests at the same time. So apples are an example. They harvest later in September. So that was one that it's great to have apple orchards involved. So just making sure that the timing allowed for that. But there's also a lot of other things happening too with plowing matches and things like that. So just making sure that there's availability across the different locations. So it just allowed more people to be involved. Frontenac County and the townships and the City of Kingston all proclaimed Open Farm Days this year. So it's a 6 week time frame from September 1st to October 15th that the dates were proclaimed, and really trying to highlight and draw attention to the importance of agriculture in our region.
Yeah, oh, that's so awesome that you guys got to go from one weekend to 6 weeks. How are you taking advantage of this bigger time frame?
Yeah, so what we've done this year is we've put everything into a standalone website, openfarms.ca, and all of the events taking place are listed on that website. So you can go in, all of the events are listed by date, but you can search by the type of experience or the location. So there's a list of the 17 locations that are listed on the site, and you can see the different types of experiences that are there. There's different experiences from culinary farming experiences, there's educational experiences, community events, and farmers markets. So they're all listed by category, and you can click in and choose the different type of event there. So you can get more information, and then you can also click through to purchase tickets or see if it's a drop-in event. So there's both options available on the site. So depending on the event that you're choosing, some are drop-in from a certain time frame, and then some are ticketed events where you'll have to register in advance to make sure that you've got your ticket and you're one of the lucky people able to go to that event.
Awesome. Yeah. Did you find that more farmers and producers were able to participate this year because of the larger time frame?
I would say yes. Last year we had six different farms involved, and this year there's 17 locations, and it includes a farmers market. So last year the markets were also involved, but this year there's 17 listed on here, and there's some that have multiple dates for events and multiple types of events, which is really great. So it's nice to see expanding that, and it's nice to see that there's so many people involved in the celebration of farming and food in Frontenac and Kingston.
So I was wondering if you could speak in general, just you have a little list of goals on your Open Farms website if folks want to learn more, but I was wondering if you could speak to the importance of shopping local and supporting small scale agriculture, and also just the importance of making these connections between local consumers and producers in Kingston.
Absolutely. So a really important part when Open Farms was first started was really setting goals for what that was going to be about. And unfortunately, I wasn't involved during that time, but I'm here now and really happy that the goals have continued. And each year we connect back with the farms just to make sure they haven't changed. So educating consumers about small scale agriculture is such an important part of what the core goals are. But increasing the awareness of farming and the farm to table side, where people can get local product and learning more about farming practices within our community and within our region are so important. But also the opportunity for producers to connect directly with consumers. So so often, like in a larger location, you don't know where that's grown, but it's a really great opportunity to learn more about your food and learn more about practices and things like that. So really important parts as we learn more about local food, but also increasing our region's reputation as a local food destination. And really, like from the farm to the table in the Kingston end of things, and driving opportunities for culinary and agritourism product development. So again, continuing to build on some of the areas where there's product available and just what can be done with different types of products, which it's always interesting to see what chefs produce with some of the amazing products that are grown in our community. And it's also an opportunity. I know for myself, it's always wonderful when you can learn something new. So going to a location to learn about what's happening on their farm and what you're seeing happening, and raising awareness for that and the importance of local food, especially where we're at in the world today. I think during the last couple of years, people have really shown a great interest in local food, growing food, and a lot of different parts to that. So those are really, really important parts for sure.
Miller also provided a few examples of events running this year.
Maple Ridge Farms is offering, they've got a beekeeping experience where you can get suited up and you can go up close to a beehive. They also have a flower experience and a walk with a farmer experience. There's a Kingston Area Seed System Initiative where you can go and you can learn about saving seeds and the process involved around those, which is that's a drop-in event. There's the various farmers markets. So there's all the different farmers markets around Kingston and Frontenac, and there's five in total. So there's lots around there. There's a Haymakers coffee roasting tour where you can go and learn about roasting coffee, and then you can enjoy a meal afterwards at the Mustard Station. It's a food truck, and the meal is focused on Wolf Island, coming from the Wolf Island recipe book from the Women's Institute. And it's meals that they've focused on around harvest in previous years during harvest time. Sun Harvest Greenhouse is offering the you pick flowers, and then you can also drop by their fall market. There's a farm to brewer tour. It's a hopyard experiential tour at the Wolf Island Hopyard, where you can go and see the hops being harvested, but also learn about the different types of beer that the hops make. The Frontenac County Plowing Match is taking place, and that's on Sunday, September 10th, and you can drop by and you can learn about what's happening out in the field. There's also an educational component to that one where you can take the wagon ride and they'll be talking about what's happening out in the field. But again, a great drop-in event to have there. There's lots happening. Lowbro Heritage Orchard, also you can drop out there, walk the orchard, learn about the apples. And you can also pick up various products. They've got different things available for that. There's also a couple of different, there's a Meet the Farmer, and So You Want to Grow Your Own Food, where you can come out and it's a session happening in South Frontenac. And you can come and meet farmers and talk about, they're going to share knowledge that they've got about their farm and their type of farming. But then you also have an opportunity to ask questions. Really casual environment. But will be a really great opportunity to have lots of people asking questions and learning different things throughout that both of those sessions. So those are both free drop-in events.
Open Farm Days is hosting a launch event on Friday, September 1st, 2023 at the Frontenac Farmers Market in Harrowsmith at 4 p.m. At the event, there will be live music from Hickory Switch, speeches, an official farm-style ribbon cutting, and all that the market has to offer. For more information and the complete Open Farm Days 2023 schedule, you can visit openfarms.ca.